Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Top of the morning to you. And I'm watching Outlander right now, and I can't stop talking Scottish.
Scottish is a different brand of it's more swallowed. Whenever I watched, what was the one where the guy
Cessna.
I can.
What was the show where the guy was the? It was a really good show. He was talking to the girl from the X-Files, and she had blonde hair. She looked good.
The Fall.
The Fall is a really good show, but every time it's a guy from, I guess, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, he's the lead actor.
It's
from
a
that
good
movie.
Show, and every time you notice, if you're gonna do something Irish, you end on the top, mm-hmm. and it lilts upwards. It's a lot like a 32-year-old, like a 32-year-old woman, man.
Like 30.
Like, so we can do that and it'll be better off. And when everything, when the words go, like Dell doesn't do that. But if he did, I think it might be better.
You want me to end like this?
Yeah, there yeah. is
why,
that.
Why is that so attractive to you?
It's not vocal fry.
No.
There's vocal fry.
Which is annoying as
hell.
And
there's up-talking.
You want me to up-talk?
No.
Yeah. You do?
I actually don't. I like that you don't up-talk. But it is a thing. It's called
up-talking.
I like up-talking.
When you up-talk.
You'd like me to instance
say,
like this?
You couldn't even do it. I like when you up-talk.
No, he had to
it's like
his
when
head.
You up-talk. Huh? It's a, think it, like, ask, like, make a statement like you're asking
I'm
a question.
So sure.
No, like you're asking a question.
Bye, bitch. What, you want me to up-talk like
bitch?
Bye, bitch.
Okay, bye, bitch. Yeah, that's how you say it. So Cal McNair, when he's driving in the back, he's got his own steering wheel?
No, he doesn't.
Or whenever somebody hands him, like someone said on Twitter, does someone give him, like the older brother gives the younger brother a controller that's not connected?
And
he's not
butter,
actually playing?
And a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You guys aren't in the dating world, thankfully. Yep. You're in your second marriage, so everything's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Trust me, the up-talking or the vocal fry, I'm out.
What is vocal fry?
I'm going to find something for you.
You're talking, it's like this. I don't know. He'll find it. You can find it. Yeah. He'll find it on Google. It's easy to find.
And you're going to hear
it. And women have
it.
Fights. So there are academics who end up fighting with people over articles about whether that is good for, like it's demeaning to women. And others say mm-hmm. you're shaming them. And it turns into a whole fight.
I got a
like,
super cut
out on this.
One of our favorites, yeah. Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
A vocal fry.
And out a little bit. Green for time. Now, poverty. Doing. You might like that one. Out my lip on the outfit. And he did what you want.
That's a super cut. That's super cut, but that's vocal fry.
You're not using.
It's going to sound together right now.
And so, James is coming back, and we're totally going to retire his jersey. I'm super excited. Like, James couldn't wait to face bleep us.
Oh.
And then.
Are those the Rockets?
Come back.
Well,
he is gonna totally.
That was Chloe.
Totally retire his jersey.
Is that Chloe or Kim?
I'm super.
He
excited.
Was with Chloe.
Yeah.
James is maybe halfway through his career, and we're already retiring his jersey, which is amazing. That's real, by the way. For those who hadn't heard, Rockets are going to retire James's jersey at some point.
And,
I don't know.
And they were going to do it anyway. And so
next
what?
Next day,
y'all are Tillman.
Yeah. John's like, stop messing with Tillman.
I knew it was. I asked him the day the trade happened.
We all know
guess what
happening.
Else we know is happening. Jose Altuve is going to have his jersey retired.
So what?
Let's put it out
you,
there today.
It's going to happen. So it was going to happen eventually. Why do you care? It was
because
going to happen.
James literally turned it all over the city and the team. He even said, I should have handled it different. That was bad.
No, and then when
I was
asked, wait a minute. Then when asked, would you do anything different? He goes, no.
And then the Rockets still said, we're going to do your jersey.
No, he didn't say that. It's a fact. They're going to retire his jersey. Why the hell you can't? Like, this was, like, this is, you, oh my God.
They'll tell him
the
why.
The Rockets are going to retire why. James jersey.
It's like two people believe what you believe, and the rest of us think it's meek.
It's insulting. Oh. We're aware of the eventuality
Wait
of it
until
happening.
He's closer to the end of his career.
Don't answer it.
Yeah. You know the answer. Just say, well, James plays for another team. Yeah. We're focused on this.
We don't talk about other players.
We thought James is great.
He's not our player anymore.
If that
Simple.
Comes up down the road, we'll handle it.
In fact,
down
isn't
the road.
That tampering them talking
yes,
about
yes,
another player?
Double yes, quadruple yes, we're going to.
In fact,
James is the leader of the pack. He is the number one Rocket, better than Hakeem Olajuwon. James is number one. James is number one. He will always be a Houston Rocket. Number one. Retire the jersey today. James is so great. Thanks for all the stuff that you got us, like John Wall, dun, 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 and PJ Tucker, dun, 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 and Eric Gordon's long ass contract. Dun, dun, dun. Thanks, James, and thanks, Daryl. Pop, pop, pop. That's can't go on that's Songs of the South. That has nothing to do
it's
with
it's the
it.
New Rockets fight song, though.
No, it's too long to be a new Rockets
fight. Oh, no, it is not.
Why are we doing James fight songs
that's
right
the
now?
New Rockets fight.
That's the new Rockets fight song.
Yeah, it is.
God, I don't care. James on another team hitting triple doubles, and where were they? We had James too. So,
do the Rockets in the front office have Nets games on all the time to make themselves feel better? Do they watch
like it,
or do they just go to YouTube and watch James Super Cup performances?
Like the Rockets love, like the Rockets front office really. At no point did they ever stand up to James.
You know what's going to happen?
Do you remember any time where they ever had a move where they stood up to James?
Nope.
I honestly can't think of one thing where we heard. James is a little upset because, like, no, they did everything he asked.
When James
No.
James is a legit candidate for MVP. If he wins it, will the Rockets send out a congratulatory message on Twitter and Instagram? Will they send out a message going, that's great, Beard? If he wins the MVP.
Oh, yes. Yes, it will be like Throwback Thursday, James doing Euro steps. For his MVP season, 100%.
And they'll probably...
If James wins it, there will be a Rockets MVP video of when he was an MVP Rocket.
Yes, they will
twice
combine them.
Nice
they'll combine
like
them. Images for what he did with the Nets, with the Rockets, back and forth.
But no, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
They will definitely do it. They will congratulate him.
907 ESPN. He wasn't an MVP here.
Yes, he was.
No, I mean, not this year.
He will congratulate him if he wins it
but
for the
Nets. But kind
Nets.
Of an MVP well, here. Who are the... Okay, John.
Will Daryl congratulate him?
Of course
John,
he will.
Who are the six guys that have their jerseys retired?
That's for the Rockets?
Yeah, historically.
Rudy, Clyde, Akeem, Moses.
These are all yeses.
Not Ralph.
Is Yao retired?
Yes. Yao, that's right. And
because Yao brought all that... money from China.
Oh, yeah.
That Daryl screwed over.
Daryl, like everything Yao built up, Daryl tried to tear
in
down.
One
Is
tweet.
Carol Dawson?
No.
Oh.
This guy will punch you.
Oh, Calvin Murphy?
Calvin, yes. Yeah. This guy will punch you, and John goes Calvin. And he's right. It's Calvin.
No. And Calvin. What does that mean?
No, I just wanted to see if you knew who the six were.
Yeah.
And James does.
And James is going to be
look
one
at
of
that,
them.
James deserves that. Yeah. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. At no point ever has anyone. Has it ever been said that we're going to retire your jersey while they're still playing sport and for another team? No point ever in history. This is the first time in history.
Well, if it's unprecedented, it had to happen the first time.
The Rockets
it?
Making a little precedent
that's right,
here.
That's right.
Then I want
Don't
another
you
precedent.
Do something for the first 30 time?
30-game losing streak.
Okay, is Tom Brady's jersey going to be retired by the Patriots?
Yes, but did they announce it?
But what's the difference? You know it.
Six championships? And
there
he's
is
at
a
the
difference.
End of his career?
There is a difference there,
There's
too.
You know that it's going to happen.
The two sides.
If Bob Kraft Wait. Said,
yeah, but the,
you know
Sean,
what, of course we're
going to
retire
difference.
His jersey.
James is nowhere near the end of his career, number one. And number two, there were a parting of the ways. That was a mutual parting of the ways. Yeah. They wanted to get out from under Tom Brady and his money.
And so what? It doesn't matter how or what.
Of course
you
it matters
going
how.
To happen.
Okay, have they said they are?
What's the difference?
What do you mean
you know
they still haven't
happen.
Even said it?
You know it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, we know. We also know he doesn't have much more time to
and
play.
And you know that James is going to have his retired too.
Did Tom
What's
fat
the
his,
difference
did Tom
says,
fat
yeah,
his way out of the city?
Jersey. What's the difference?
Did Tom fat his way out of the city and piss everyone in Boston off on the way out?
No, but it doesn't matter. James is going to have his
return. It doesn't matter.
Retired.
People weren't happy with James on the way out.
Oh, well. people, get over
why are
it.
You giving us thunder sticks?
It is kind of disgusting what's going on here.
Longhorn.
Did Tillman send you a pizza?
Did you get a pizza?
No, I didn't.
Did somebody send you some a steak or some kind of onion rattlers or something like that?
Well, never mind.
What?
He got something. Tell me.
I actually did get a pizza from Tillman.
See? It's all. We know what happens when he gets food.
I did get a pizza from Tillman.
I forgot, but I did. Maybe subconsciously.
Of course.
I did.
He feeds you and you love him.
I actually did get a
pizza. I'm not going to say anything bad about John because he gave me baked ziti. So
yeah.
I won't say anything bad about his person. I won't. Don't try to talk bad about John.
Right. Thank you. Longhorn Keith, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. Good morning, man. The end of that first hour was absolutely amazing with Drayden and Cal's conversation, man. That had me rolling. But, yeah, I really just wanted to talk real quick. Hats off to Jay Hartzell, president of the University of Texas, and for his comments after the report came out in the Texas Tribune yesterday or early on Monday regarding big-time donors making threats to players and, more importantly, using language in 2021, that's disparaging at minimum and racist at its core in terms of referring to players about them standing up or singing the Texas fight song. And obviously, guys, you know I'm an alarmist, and I'll be the first to tell you, I when this whole thing jumped off, I think I told you guys before, I think the fighter. I mean, I thought the players were probably fighting a battle that honestly I didn't see. The point, but they have their right. I like our fight song because at the end of the day, if we're going to fight everything that's racist at its core, especially in the state of Texas, and I am a native born here, love this state, but let's be real. We have all sorts of racist elements that were the foundations of this state or this country. And so we can't fight every fight, but certainly we have to pick and choose our battles. And I thought, what Jay Hartzell did yesterday in response to those donors speaks volumes to the direction in which the school is going. And more importantly, I believe it's an undercurrent with taking place in the culture when allies, true allies, meaning, and let me just call it what it is. So white people have to be acknowledged that there is an issue of racism in this country, systemic racism. And then, more importantly, speak to their peers. Don't speak to black people about racism, because the beneficiaries of racism is this culture. And I'm just making a statement because it's not a conversation I'm trying to have in terms of battle. I'm just talking about what Jay Hartzell did yesterday to make a statement for the school song. And then more importantly, to kind of clear the air and put those donors in their rightful place, man, because it really irked me that players got threatened. How you threatening an 18, 19-year-old kid to get out on the field and sing a damn song? I mean, that tells you how entitled you are as a racist. it just really irked me, man, that you would tell a kid to get out there and play and do what you're supposed to do, and these kids have feelings. I find that very disheartening. But nonetheless, again, hats off to Jay Hartzell for doing what he had to do yesterday.
All right, 913. Appreciate it, Keith. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here.
I hadn't seen that. I didn't look that story up.
I hadn't seen that either. I did see some of the things that the donors were saying was.
Yeah, I saw that. Just, I haven't seen.
Some of it was just ridiculous. And yeah, and there is some of that entitlement, and there's some of that. I don't want to label people racist. I don't know if they're racist or what. They love their school song. It's a difficult situation there. That quite frank, I don't know.
Here's the statement from Hartzell. People who target our students, with hateful views do not represent the values of the Longhorn community. A few extremists in the sample of emails the Texas Tribune reported on do not speak for the 540,000 proud Longhorn alumni who actively support our students and universities. Out of the many emails I received this fall, a very small number included comments that were truly abhorrent and hateful. I categorically reject them, and they bear no influence on any aspect of our decision making. So he just said he just disavowed anyone who fell into that category.
I do think there is that we do have a real problem for taking, and this is societal, but especially news media, taking any element that could be considered fringe and blowing it up as mainstream. Now, I know there are lots of people who are like, this doesn't feel like the fight over the school song.
Well,
and something that's there when all these other changes are being made. And then that kind of had died way down until the article from Texas Tribune came out. But it did it surprise you? It didn't surprise me in any way, shape, or form.
When you have 540,000 alumni, there's a percentage that are going to be racist.
Well, and the money people are going to want it to stay. Yeah. Maybe more important to them, they want it to be like it's always like, not from. Well, they want their again, school song is important to them.
That's absolutely true. Now, did they put it the wrong way? Yeah. In a lot of instances.
Yes.
In a lot of instances.
Was the letter
in those
poorly worded?
In those instances, yes, they put it the wrong way. But you're right. It's probably a small minority. 915 ESPN 97.5. Absolute marble and grandness what we're talking about now. If you're looking for a great way to fix that those issues that you had from the Arctic blast, and there are plenty of people still out there. There are people out there that still don't have water. There are people out there that are living in this ruin that was from their pipes bursting and ruining their home, and they're trying to renovate. If you can't find someone to renovate your home, or you haven't found someone yet to renovate your home, I got a guy. His name is Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He's not just about countertops or vanities, or he can remodel your entire room, home. Whatever it is that your kitchen, your bathroom, what busted, what is ruined, he can come in here. It's flooring, it's walls, it's everything. He can get that job done because that's what he do every single day. So if you're looking for somebody to help you out in this tough time, Jeff Aronoff is here at 713-880-2822. Now, you want to put in an outdoor kitchen, you still want to do all your renovating or whatnot, you didn't have any issues with it, that's fine. He can do that as well. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
James is the leader of the pack. He is the number one rocket, better than Akeem Olajuwon. James is number one. James is number one. He will always be a Houston Rocket. Number one. Retire the jersey today. James is so great. Thanks for all the stuff that you got us, like John Wall, and PJ Tucker, and Eric Gordon's long ass contract. Thanks, James, and thanks, Daryl. Pop, pop, pop.
And while you're singing these songs that you sing on the show, do you realize that they will live eternally? Well, as long as Dell is here, they will live, and they will come back to haunt you in years to come. You do understand that.
Oh, they live eternally whether I'm here or not, because everything's recorded. The question is, will the producer who would eventually replace me, hopefully at some point, as I move on, will pull them? As long as he sings, someone can grab him.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and actually they could live, but I don't think anybody has the hatred in their heart like you do
this
to continue to play
content.
Them over and over.
Do you think the show's better off when I don't grab them?
No, I'm not saying grabbing them, but to play them. Now, you can grab them, but other producers be like, "Nah,
John, I'm going to say, when you hear this initial salvo, does it make you laugh?
You hover above.
Yes. Everyone laughs.
But I'm Pavlov's dog.
Everyone laughs. I haven't. Who doesn't like that?
hover above.
Yeah, everyone loves that. Because they know greatness is following.
Your fans,
I was singing a lot. I was very sing-songy that day. This one was just, I'm pissed off that the Rockets are doing this. And that you're defending it because of a pizza.
That's what we found out, by the way.
No, pizza currency is so strong with John. He's not even a pizza eater. Not, like, he likes Chicago
he
style,
likes
which
thin
is like
crust.
A cheesecake with tomato sauce.
I got, actually, it's so funny. I didn't even think of that, but he did give me a free pizza.
He's so simple.
During the Arctic Freeze.
Made sure you got a pizza while you could have been starving?
No, I was at his hotel.
Oh, and he got you. Oh, look at that.
And somehow he knew that me and Chad were there, and he bought us pizzas.
Well, of course. Now we can't take anything you say about the Rockets
Crystal
seriously.
Says something is really wrong with Lance. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just bringing, I'm bringing something to light. I'm bringing awareness to a problem. I could do that, or I could throw ice bucket of water all over myself. I'd rather do a song to bring awareness to an issue. That is James getting his, you know, talking about James's jersey getting retired while he's still playing basketball.
Right.
Would you rather I do that, or now do I have to tag four people to do their own songs? I could do that too.
Someone 3780-3776, the number if you would like to get in here. This was brought, we talked about Nick Faldo, for those of you who didn't hear, Nick Faldo, there was golfer on golfer violence. Apparently, Ricky Fowler is not, there was a tweet by Brian Wacker said, Ricky Fowler is getting frustrated with Ricky Fowler, who's in danger of missing the Masters for the first time since 2010. He's ranked 65 in the world, and only the top 50 golfers go to the Masters, unless you win a tournament, and there's all kinds of other criteria. But Nick Faldo retweeted it and said, good news, if he misses the Masters, he can shoot another six commercials that week. Well, this I got from behind the scenes. Speaking of divorces, Nick Faldo has like two ex-wives after his original wife. So he's been married three times already. And the next two were girls that were right out of college. David Faraday once said on air that Nick couldn't be on the broadcast this weekend because he was at the hospital for the birth of his next wife.
Who said that?
David Faraday said that about Faldo.
David Faraday will chop you up too now.
David Faraday's off the no, he bikini wax has got him kicked off.
Well, that's off Masters.
Yeah.
He's still around. Did Nick laugh at that? Nick probably.
Probably.
Golfers busting balls.
He's at the hospital for the birth of his
next
wife.
Birth of his next wife? What a great shot.
What a line. Faraday's awesome. Faraday's the funniest guy.
David Faraday. He's one of the Scottish people.
That is good stuff. So did you have that by any chance, Del? You don't have that? I'm gonna get Victor Oladipo. I'll send it to you. Victor Oladipo. I didn't really understand it.
It's terrible.
It really is.
What's terrible is that basically Victor. It's terrible thinking that the Rockets are now potentially going to offer even more. We'll play it so you can hear it.
Right.
Because to me, what I'm hearing is that Victor said they knew that he wasn't going to accept that contract.
Yeah.
And it's just the Rockets showing him
it's at the bottom of the rundown. Okay. So Victor Oladipo was offered $45.2 million by the Houston Rockets. And you might ask yourself, with the way that he's been playing, why? Why would Victor Oladipo be offered $45.2 million? And then the second question, why would Victor Oladipo refuse 45? Let me ask you this. Will Victor Oladipo have a better contract in free agency than 45.2 over 2 years?
By nature of a contract, 3 years could, I'll say yes.
So it'll be worth more than 22.
So you're saying average per year.
Yeah, 22 and a half.
Well,
22.6.
You're guaranteed. All the money's guaranteed, so you have to look at total duration, not average. Because you never know what could happen in your next contract. So the bird in the hand, two in the bush.
Well, but if it's a five-year, $46 million deal, that ain't better.
Okay, what if he got a three-year, $63 million?
Well, that's right in the same neighborhood, so yeah. That would be better. Yeah, 63
it's a little
would be
lower
better.
Per year. Though.
Yeah, a little lower per year.
All right, 3 years.
Okay,
year,
but if it's, you know.
What if it's three
okay,
and
but if the average is like much less, 15 a year. So will Victor now,
if he got four at 15?
Now NBA teams are there are so many NBA teams that are desperate that they will. I mean, I don't think there's any chance that Victor Oladipo will get less.
So look at his numbers; they look like almost 26 and 5. They're in the. I'm rounding up on all of them, but
and he's a 2-time All-Star.
So, yeah, but he's name more than game.
That's right.
Once you actually watch him, you realize that.
But it's the NBA, dude.
It's the inconsequential 19.7.
We watched Charlotte give an oft-injured Gordon Hayward 4 years, $120 million.
Right.
And he couldn't stay on the floor. Boston decided, no, we're not paying you that. They tried to trade him. They didn't get what they wanted. So he went to Charlotte for 4 years, $120 million.
Right. So, yeah, I guess there's no chance that Victor Oladipo will get less. But here was his response when asked why he didn't accept it.
They came at me with the offer, and it was more so along the lines of, we know you're not going to accept it, so but we still, you know, want you to understand that we want you here. So it was more so of that gesture than anything. Didn't go out of my way to ask or anything like that. It was just kind of put in front of me or given to me to show me that they want me to be here. I didn't get a chance to say yes or no. So they already were under the understanding, or they knew that I wasn't going to accept it anyway. So, but, you know, it's business. That's how the business works. That's how this business works. Just focus on getting better, man. I got to get minutes. And that's what I'm focused on doing, is just playing and getting more minutes, and everything else to take care of itself.
So the Rockets went like this with
made
the paper.
Made a symbolic gesture.
No, they went like this with the paper. Here's an offer for 45.2. Nope. Take it back. I mean, what do you mean I didn't have a chance to sign it?
Because they knew. No, to say yes or no, he said. I didn't have a chance to say yes or no.
Why? The offer is still out there. You could go right now. You could go, yes.
Because they knew that I wasn't going to take it.
Well.
What he's telling you is that what he said was it was a symbolic gesture to let me know that they wanted me. They wanted a show, but they knew I wasn't going to take it.
Well, that's okay.
They wanted to show me.
No. If somebody offered, now what about the off chance that he says, okay.
Well, then he would have said, yeah, I would have taken it.
Yeah.
But they, apparently his agents probably, this is what I don't understand. Why make any symbolic, first of all, why extend them? But why make any symbolic gestures at all? You can just say, unless you wanted to put it out there in public for it to be public knowledge.
Well, and again, I told you.
Why put a number?
I told you, I talked to Tillman the day that the Harden trade happened. And I asked him also, because and I asked him about Harden, if you're going to retire his jersey. And he was like, hey, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And actually, I came back the next day, and I said that James Harden's jersey is going to be retired. So this whole thing today is really, to me, is. But I also asked him, what's going to happen with Oladipo and his contract? And he said, we are going to try to extend him. Yes, we want Victor Oladipo here.
Since then,
he has played here, and you've seen Victor Oladipo.
But why would you make the comment until you see him play anyway?
Well, because you've seen him play for years. They know who Victor Oladipo is.
Apparently not.
He was an All-Star. He was better than he is here.
He was an All-Star.
He was better than he is
here.
He
was an All-Star in 17-18. He got a residual All-Star appearance the next year, even though he wasn't very good the next year because he was injured throughout. And he hasn't been, and he can't stay on the floor. He doesn't play games.
Well, again, what you need in the NBA is you need, not want to say names, but you have to have stars. You have to have some kind of power. You have to have some kind of drawing power. Daryl Morey was the king of this. Let's get the biggest names we can possibly get in here. And then guess what? You get to the West. Is Victor Oladipo a piece for a championship team? No, I think we've seen that. But Victor Oladipo is much – maybe that's why they did this as opposed to Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, is that, you know, those guys ain't draws. Those guys are not are not going to take us anywhere near a championship. And they're not big enough names to draw people.
Victor Oladipo is the guy who gets drawn. He's the guy who sees a couple stars and goes, you know what? I want to join them. No star player is coming here to play with Oladipo. Oladipo would go someplace to play with a couple stars.
Yeah.
But he's not going to draw an impact legit star
beggars
here.
Beggars can't be choosers, dude. They don't have anything here.
Beggars can be
a bit
smarter.
There's nothing here.
That's fine, but beggars can be a bit smarter. You know what? Don't offer this guy that type of money. He's not good enough for what he's going to ask for. Not here. He is a piece to a championship someplace else. Yeah.
Begging to be a 41-win team with Victor Oladipo as one of the top three.
If they're lucky.
Yeah. You're begging to be... That's your home in that neighborhood. And I'm talking about after you've rebuilt the team a little bit. If that's what you're shooting for, him as one of your top two players, how much money are you going to give him?
Well, no.
Wall's not going to be.
No.
Wall'll be out at some point.
You're hoping you have a roster of good, really good. I mean, Victor Oladipo could be a piece in the Detroit Pistons run.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah, he could.
He's not good enough.
Well, yeah. No, with better player, with good players around him, Victor Oladipo probably could be a piece like that. I mean, he's not going to be a top three. He's not going to be Durant, okay. Steph, and Clay. No. That's not happening.
But here's the thing that you always have to remember. Every single player in the top 6-7 of that rotation with the Pistons, this has to be said. Number one, it wasn't today's basketball. There was more flow, and a 5 was a 5, a 4 was a 4. Every one of them had a distinct, they had something they did. They had a characteristic in their play that was Rip Hamilton could run off screens. Tayshaun was a defender who could stretch a little bit. Rasheed Wallace was a stretch 4 with the ability to block shots and rebound. Ben Wallace was a straight-up shot blocker and defensive factor. And Chauncey Billups was a big one who was known for making big shots down the, you know, had some 3-point range and was a big physical defender. What is Victor Oladipo? What is his thing he does? I don't know. I don't know what the one really good thing Victor, I mean, is he a decent defender? What is he known
for? That
is
his reputation. He's a pretty good defender. The thing you have to take into account is
a bad defensive team.
If you're going to give him a lot of money, can you depend on him to be on the floor? Because if you're giving him that, no, that's not a well. You have to take that into account. A guy who does not play, why would you be?
Other than, wait a minute, you got to take, look at what you've got. I mean, you took that chance with Chris Paul. Now you're taking that chance with John Wall.
Stop doing that.
Well, but you got no choice.
Okay,
we don't have Victor Oladipo.
Hey,
LeBron, you want to come here?
Your choice is let Victor Oladipo walk.
You found Christian Wood.
Why would you settle for Victor Oladipo?
Well, they're not. Apparently, it was just a token, a glance.
Okay, or Victor said, we're going to go after a 4-year deal for more money. And the Rockets may do that. What if the Rockets do 4 years at $21 million and they say, look, we'll give you 84?
They told him what it was. That's it. It's 934. What are you talking about? It's 934.
God, they're pissing me off.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, man, go to my bookie right now. The Nets are -9.5 against the Rockets tonight. Go run. Don't walk. Run. It's 5.5 in the first half? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's when James is going to play, right?
One would assume.
One would think.
I'm waiting to see what player props look like. What they throw on James.
First half lines.
They'll probably put like 36.5 on him, 34.5. Remember, James has been getting a lot of triple doubles. I don't know that James has been scoring a ton. I know he's been getting the triple doubles. He's got 7 now. I would have to believe.
James is going to play in the first half, so that first half bet is probably the best bet.
Yeah, 5.5. Here's what James's last three.
You can't cover 9.5 against Cleveland.
Here's James's last three games, 20, 29, and 30.
That's it?
But 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 14 rebounds, 15 assists. That was in 44 minutes, overtime game against Spurs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 713-780. Let's get Spencer in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about Harden being here. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys. I'm at best a casual basketball fan, but I just don't understand the timing of this announcement. The Rockets are an absolute dumpster fire, and my guess is most Rockets fans, who are Rockets fans first, really don't care about James Harden anymore. He's in the past. He never won a ring here. It was fun, I guess. But I just don't understand Tillman making this announcement now. Like, I don't understand if he was trying to make happy or please or placate. To me, it just makes no sense. And, you know, fundamentally, I'm much bigger Astros fan than anything else. And it is astounding to me that we're like 14 months removed in Houston sports history, one of the biggest gambles in sports history. And the Astros are by far the best-run organization in the town. And, you know, Hitch and Luno are gone, and it sucks. But they have moved on, and they're doing a great job. And this young rotation of Framber, Urquidy, and Valdez is a heck of a backbone. And then for the next 4 years, you've got Altuve, Bregman, Tucker, and Jordan all under contract. It's an unbelievable team. It's an unbelievable 40 man. It's an unbelievable organization. Just a good time to be an Astros fan.
Yep. And we got Pedro Leon wrapped up too. I think Pedro Leon's. So let's talk a little Astros real quick. SB Nation, crawfishboxes.com. They have this out. There are two teams. The Athletics' Eno Saris has updated his starting pitching rankings for fantasy baseball. Only two teams have all five starters in the top 60.
Wow. So one is going to be the Astros?
The Astros and the Padres.
Padres makes sense. No Dodgers, huh?
Now, when they had Garrett Cole.
So they
Cole,
got McCullers in there.
When they had Cole and Verlander, they had them at the top, right? Those are two guys at the top of fantasy baseball rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The highest rated Astro in fantasy baseball, according to Eno Saris, is Jose Urquidy at 29.
Wow.
Yeah. He feels like now Framber is 30th and McCullers is 32nd. That's three guys right there. Yeah. I don't know why he's got him so high. Well, Lance will get you some strikeouts. He'll get you.
You know, it's just a matter
he'll
of
also
how long
blow up, too. But
yeah. If he's that good, they should give him a deal. Extend him.
They got Zach Greinke, 39th, and Christian Javier, 60th.
So they got McCullers that high.
I would put Javier higher than.
Okay, let's just do stuff. Who has the. On any given day, who's the best pitcher on any given day out of all five of them? Last has to be probably Javier. We just have the lowest. We don't know with Javier. Right?
Yeah.
Out of the five, Javier. Right. Would Urquidy be four or Greinke? I think maybe Greinke.
Well, here's what they
Greinke
say.
Would be
here's
four.
Where, here's what they say about. I didn't know this. His spin rate on his curveball is 84th percentile.
Who?
Javier. Yeah. He's got a whip of an arm, but he does not have that Brent Strom magic yet.
Oh, 84th is in low.
Low. Okay.
He still gets good moves. He still moves. He uses both sides of the plate, though.
And it looks similar to his slider out of his hand.
That's probably a big advantage.
Both pitches have roughly the same velocity and horizontal movement, but the drop on each pitch differs significantly. This could befuddle hitters if competent command is developed. But doing so will require Javier to throw his curveball more often. He threw it only 38 times in 2020. He only
38
threw
times total.
38 total
curveballs.
So he's
just using the slider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm okay with this rotation. I think Javier is probably going to be better. And you know what? Another year with Strami and Javier, he's got the most upside of everybody. Maybe not Arcidi, but as far as upside goes, Christian right. Javier is right there. Greinke has the least upside.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
McCullers. It is got to be, when we know it, he's got to stay healthy and he's got to be more consistent.
Lance McCullers' upside is probably right in the middle. I think we know who he is. Like, from a dominant stuff standpoint, it might be him one
is
over Fromber.
Well, Fromber's the steadiest, right?
For 1 year.
Right.
See, this is kind of a weird, we've got all these hopes and dreams on a team that had a 60 game regular season where they had a losing record.
Right.
And then they had some good playoff. Like, we're putting a lot of stock.
But Fromber was good all year, though.
He, when you say year, you mean the 60 games.
60 games, yeah. Yeah. A third of a year.
Yeah.
That third of the year. 944, we got to take a quick break. ESPN 97.5. You want to get in, 713-780-3776.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 947 ESPN 97.5. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. We got a fire alarm going here. Dell, if I die, I just want you to know, okay? I really enjoyed all the time we spent together.
We didn't spend...
watching games...
We didn't watch a lot of games together.
On the couch?
I've never been on a couch with you.
My goodness.
Okay.
Lance has been on a couch with you before.
Yeah, when we did our remote broadcast back in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have been on... I've never been on the couch with you.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that time?
Well, I kind of remember it. Maybe I just dreamt about it.
Remember that time that
it was last March and we were like, you know what? This is probably a two-month deal, this coronavirus deal. At the most, by the end of the summer, and into the summer, it's going to go away because of the heat and all that. And then it looks like finally we will have enough vaccine for everyone by, like, it sounds like end of May. And now I feel confident that we will have full football. Alabama said, look, I feel confident the SEC is at 100% next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Pac-12, 50, maybe. The Pac-12 is still going to play it. Super scared. The SEC is like, oh, we're building on to our stadiums. Any day now, we're going to go another 10,000.
Listen, do you have smallpox?
No.
When was the last time you had smallpox? You know what? You got a vaccine, and it was over. Ago. Okay, yeah. And it's over.
Yeah.
That's what this was. This always going to be same way.
Do you know? Did you see all four of the trials that they've had? No hospitalizations or death. Nothing. You have all these people who are like, I'm not taking this vaccine because it could give me another ear and all that stuff. And that's fine if you want to do that. I was the first in line. Shoot it directly into my eyeball if you need to.
What about all the people? Yeah, it was a French vaccine, and then they start talking French at the end. Or Chinese vaccine. You haven't heard that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I got the... Hey, I called my buddy. It's a... Hey, listen, I got the vaccine. Yeah, it's a French vaccine. There are no side effects. But listen, I just want you to know that mon ami, baby, love you.
No, I haven't heard any of y'all's funny jokes
It's stupid. It's yeah. So.
Pepe Le Pew.
Life's gonna get back to normal. We're actually gonna shake hands with people. Well, we're actually gonna go to restaurants again.
We thought that earlier.
We are gonna do that.
We're still saying that now.
It's gonna do that. It's gonna happen.
Like, we're almost a year.
It's gonna happen. And it's a
March
year.
March 7th?
It's a year.
We're almost a full year at March 7th, I think.
Yeah.
That's when I did the CeeDee Lamb.
That's when they canceled the XFL season.
When?
Right around March 15th, I think that was.
Yeah, because March 7th is I did CeeDee Lamb's pro day. At Oklahoma, and that was the last pro day they did.
Yeah.
Like, combine's already happened.
We did the last game was the Dallas game.
Ooh,
kicked their ass. And then it was like, oh, it's over. All my hopes and dreams. for a championship. I would have had a chip. I would have had a ring right now.
You'd had a chip?
I would have had a chip. I would have had a ring for our
you think?
Roughnecks. Hells yeah, I would have gotten a
Dallas
ring.
Dallas was pretty good.
Oh, really? The play-by-play guy doesn't get a ring?
Oh. I just said Dallas was pretty good.
Dallas blew. No, beat their
didn't
ass.
Didn't that game come down to the final play almost?
Beat their ass. Beat St. Louis's ass. All right. Oh, you think Jordan Tamu is going to beat us? No.
No, it's unlikely.
No. Oh, Dallas sucked. You know how many interceptions?
Up next.
Thank you. We're great. Stop playing that.
Why? Why would I stop playing that?
Hate, it's your hatred for everything.
That's not my hatred. People enjoy that.
No, nobody
I don't
people do
that.
Like that.
I don't
like
play that nobody because that. I only like
nobody
it.
Nobody likes that.
Okay.
They're great. People do love that, actually.
Nobody loves that. You hear that we are risking our lives right now for this show. The fire alarm has been going off for about 5 minutes. If this building is on fire, okay, then we gave our lives for this show.
For you. We gave our lives for you.
Yeah.
People listening. Just remember that.
Yeah,
just remember that. I'm supposed to
think that we're not heroes?
In. Well, this should be.
Who said we weren't heroes?
Okay. Right? This will be off by.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
It should be off already.
Yeah, it's been on for quite a bit.
You guys weren't here. It was on.
Is there water splashing against
the building? I don't see that yet.
This happened last Friday. It lasted 30 minutes. It sucked.
I know.
Lasted a long time.
I know.
And at no point did I even think about getting out. I just figure, it's one of these things with this building. Like, you know, the building where it's 48 degrees and they got the air conditioner on and it's freezing.
This building, the station's been in this building since 07. I've been doing something here every day probably since 11 or 12. And there's only one time we actually had to leave the building because of a fire alarm. Only once has it ever been a real thing.
Somebody burnt something in the popcorn in the microwave.
Was it us who did it?
No, I don't think we did it. No, it was another floor.
Was that us?
But it was smoking all over
the place.
And it was burnt popcorn.
That was the only time we've ever had to leave because of a real situation.
Okay. Does James Harden get cheered or booed tonight?
By the 2,500 people who will be there?
You think it's going to be that many?
Cheered.
James is here, so people will show up, right?
No, James will get cheered.
Cheered.
Yeah, I think so.
Jerome Solomon thinks it's going to be booze.
Well, how are we going to be able to tell with so few people? Like, and you got to be there. You're not going to hear. Well, I guess you might hear the introductions. You're even going to be able to tell with the music being played. Well, you won't have music being played.
Well, the tribute video.
How will Matt Thomas handle? By the way, you know who it was? Matt Thomas. You know who's junk? He said one time, Matt Thomas had to get down on a knee. I think it was. To get sound, because Sleepy was sitting in a chair, and then Sleepy Floyd stood up. And Matt's like, oh, boy. I'm a little too close.
I can hear you here from here.
Oh, Sleepy. I got down on a knee because you were sitting, and now you're standing, and now I'm very close. I'm uncomfortably close to your wang. So,
there's another song for Dell.
It's true.
Dell.
That's more of a soundbite. A drop.
That's a drop. That's a drop.
That's what Matt Thomas was. No, I don't think he'll get booed.
Anytime that there's a facial
dunk. A dunk?
Yeah.
No. Bang, Jay Morant.
I'm a really close. You think he's going to get You're going to think he's going to get cheered.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think?
And it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see whether or not, how Matt Thomas does it, too. You're right.
That's what I think. James Harden. He may get a little call from somebody. You better pump up James Harden when he comes
in. Yeah, because we're retiring his own.
James Harden.
Oh, you think every he's got to go, James Harden for
three! Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ackerman, get a little hyped up. That's that step back that we've seen for so many years. It's still just as fun to watch. Can't wait to be at the retirement ceremony. Like, James is on fire! James is shopping! Guys, they're up by 30, God willing. Guys, they're up by 30. Stop. Stop acting like he plays for the team. He doesn't.
Do you think if Matt Thomas goes all out and then he catches himself. He'll be like,
I'm uncomfortably close to your...
Because, wait a minute, James doesn't even play for us anymore.
Oh, no. James, I got too excited about James being here.
How close is... Where is he, Dell? Where is Matt located?
Hold on.
Dell, do that thing,
Dell. Play that thing again, Dell. Play it again. Dell. Hey, Dell, where is he located?
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang.
That might be my new favorite. That's my new favorite drop.
Okay. That's your new favorite?
That could be.
Over above.
I'm uncomfortably close to.
It's got a little flow to it. I will admit that.
It kind of does. Oh, there's somebody outside my house right now.
You got your Ring doorbell thing going?
Yeah. Why don't you say goodbye to Lance?
Well, you see.
Well, that's. He's pulling at you just taking a phone call.
Bye, bitch.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.